with just a summary of the...
We left off last time, a summary of Volumnus of about Eved Kenani. I just want to chazer that for a minute because we rushed through it at the end, and I realized we really would be much easier to understand if we started with this. So, we saw a machlokas rishonim about exactly how it works. What is the scenario of Eved Kenani? We had Rashi and the Rashba, who said that the nosin was a shliach of the Mekadesh. We had the Ritva, who said that the notain was not a shliach. The Ritva and the Rambam and the Tosfos Riyazaken said the notain was not a shliach. And the Mekadesh said his Amira afterwards. And then we just said, so where is the Nesina there? Where is the Nesina there? Where is the Nesina? So the Ritva took in the direction of Hare at Mekudeshes Li Bemona, while the Rambam and the Tosfos Riyazaken said Hare at Mekudeshes Li Behana. So if we ask, where is the Nesina? The Ritva seems to think that it's hard to prove for sure, but if we just ask, where is the Nesina? These markers have seen better days. Rashi and the Rashba says, no problem, right? That the Nasan Bishlichos HaMekadesh, meaning the Mekadesh did the Nesina al Yidei Shliach, so there's no Chiddush in the Nesina, no Chiddush, or rather we'd say there is a small Chiddush here. Excuse me for one moment, sir. Right, there is a small chiddush. The Mekadesh, Nasan, Nesina Gemura, Al Yidei Shliach. The small chiddush is that you don't, that the Shliach can use his own money. That's the small chiddush. Right, the shliach can use his own money, but of course he's doing the shliach. He's doing the nesinas kedasu kedin because the mekadesh being nosin el yishliach. Everyone knows you can send a shliach for kedushin. Just a tiny chiddush that it doesn't matter whose money it is. If you took this approach, then where is the nesina? So the pashtus haritva is that mekadesh doesn't have to do the Nesina. Right? The Iker is Kabbalas Ha'isha, and anyone can do the Nesina. Right? You don't really need Nesinas HaMekadesh. And the Tosfos Riyazaken takes in a different derech, which is the Mekadesh does Nesina of Hana, not Nesina of Kesef, it does Nesina of Hana, Bishas, Amiras, Hareat, Mekudeshesli. Okay, which is probably the Pashut Pshat in the Rambam, although it's hard to prove either way. Now, we are going to, I think that is what we began to discuss, and we're going to leave the Tosfos Riyazaken and probably the Rambam, let's say, hard to tell for sure, right? But maybe the Rambam sounds like this, because he also focuses on Hanaa. Aside for now, and we see two different. So we see Rashi scenario and the Ritva scenario. We mentioned the interesting question: does Rashi argue on the Ritva? Does the Ritva argue on Rashi? Right. So, does Ritva argue on Rashi? Right. So you could say no. After all, the Rashi, you could just say either way is fine. Right? Say no, like the Rush and the Meiri. Or, the Ritva himself says yes, he does argue on Rashi, but in which direction? Not that he doesn't think Rashi's thing works, but he argues on Rashi because Rashi's scenario is so obvious that you don't need Eved Kanani. That's what the Ritva says. He has one line. He says, and in my case, you need Eved Kanani. So he says, of course Rashi's scenario is true. That's just so obvious you don't need Eved Kanani. That's too poshut. So here you have a very subtle machlokes. The Ritva might just agree with Rashi, but the Ritva himself says, no, Rashi's scenario is too poshut. You don't need to learn that. It's always a subtle machlokes when one Rishon says that it's so poshut you don't need to learn it, and the other one says, no, we do need to learn it. Because in the end, they both agree it works. Just, is it obvious or do you need to learn it? Okay, we're not going to go into analyzing why would the Ritva think it's obvious and Rashi thinks you need to learn it for Eved Kanani. Maybe, you know, the Ritva thinks Kesef is about Kesef Kinyan and it's symbolic, so it's obvious it could be anyone's money, while the Rashi thinks it's Kesef Pirom and it's payment, so it's not obvious you need to learn that it could be anyone's money. You know, maybe the Ritva thinks the Shliach becomes the Bailim, and therefore it's obvious you can use his money, and Rashi thinks the Shliach is merely the arm of the Bailim, so it's not obvious. You can say a lot of things, but we're not getting into that now. How about the more interesting question of, does Rashi argue on the Ritva? So, here, the Pnei Yoshua says no. Like the Russian Meiri. Rashi doesn't argue on the Ritva. He's just giving one example. They both agree. But the Avnei Nezer, and the rest was sort of implied this also, the Avnei Nezer says yes. Rashi holds that in Ritva's scenario, she is not Mikudeshes, because the Chasan didn't do an Asina. Okay, so he says that really the fundamental of quoting Rashi and the Ritva thinks there's a valid Kedushin. Rashi says, no, my case is a valid Kedushin, there was an Asina. Your case is not a valid Kedushin, there was no Asina, that's ridiculous. A stranger can't go and do an Asina without Shlichus, then you don't have Nosan Hu. You're missing Nosan Hu, right? You need Nosan Hu, and in the Ritva's case, you don't have Nosan Hu. You have Nosan Plon. Okay. The Ritva might answer back, well, maybe he's really like just Rizakin, who knows? Even though it's not something to do with his language. Or maybe he would say, you don't need Nosan Hu. You just need not Nosan He, Nosan someone more affiliated with him than her. Now, says the Avnei Nezer, he points out that this, if you assume it's a fundamental machlokes, then this is a hakira about, this is a fundamental hakira about Eved Kanani. So, if it is a machlokes, it's a hakira about Din Eved Kanani. What's the hakira about Din Eved Kanani? Here it is. Midin Shlichus, right? Eved Kanani works Midin Shlichus. Of course, you need to do the Nesina. You can send a shlich to the Nesina. It's just this detail. It doesn't matter whose money it is. While, midin nishlichos l'nesina, as opposed to that, midin kabbalah and the Baldavar doesn't need to do Nesina. Okay, it could be. It's only called a Kabbalah if someone did a Nesina. The maker is that anyone does a Nesina leading to a Kabbalah, and he based it off a Lashon in Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. What's the Lashon of Rabbi Meir Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph? Now, if we were within Rabbi Meir, this would be good, right? We have the not pass like Rabbi Meir. We have pass like Daf Chaf, but at least within Rabbi Meir, he says, Al Pi Shitas Rabbi Meir Lefi Rava on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, who says, Kabbalas Ravo Garmalo. Right? It's not the Nesina of the Eved that frees him, it's the Kabbalah of the Rav. Now again, for the Rav to be Kabbalah, someone needs to be Nosei to him. But it's not the Nesina of the Eved's Kabbalah of the Rav. We don't need a virtual Nesina to Eved. So, what's the Nafkamina? So we pointed out that the Nafkamina, the first Nafkamina is only in Eved Kenani, not in Kedushin. Right? One only in Eved Kenani Mamish. Right? Does it work? Bal Karcho de Eved. Clearly in Kedushin, you can't make anyone marry against their will. That's ludicrous. But in Eved Kenani, does it work Bal Karcho de Eved? Because after all, the Tanur of Meir holds that you could free an Eved with Kesef against his will. But we hold like the Chachamim, right? Bal Karcho de Eved, Lefi Chachamim, who we hold like. So, the Ritva himself says, L'shitase, that it works. Why? Because the whole point of the Ritva is it's not that really the Eved's doing a Nesina and I'm being his Shliach, and it's okay for the Shliach to use his own money. No, the Ritva Shita is that it's not important who does a Nesina. What's important is the Kabbalah. And therefore, even if the Eved says, you are not doing the scene on my behalf, I can still give his master a dollar and free him whether he likes it or not, because I'm not doing the scene on his behalf. I have to do the scene and say that it's relevant to him. Otherwise, it's just a birthday present. But I have to do the scene to shame him. Otherwise, how does he know what he's being mekabel for? But as long as someone does the scene and the master's mekabel, that's good enough. As opposed to, here, this the Shita of. The Ritva is explicit. Rashi's not explicit. The Abnazar has a diuk in Rashi. But Rashi is meduyak, like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, which is that it doesn't work. Why? Because, no, the only way the Eved Kenani works through Shlichus. How does Shlichus work right in Eved Kenani? Well, Zachin Lanim Shlomofano, so I'm going to stam where his Shliach unless he objects. Right? So I can give a dollar to his master, and my Nesina is his Nesina, because I'm a Shliach unless he objects. That's the name of Zachin Lanim Shlomofano. But if he objects, then of course I'm not a Shliach. Okay, that's a brilliant connection the Abenezer made. Now, let's just take this over to Kiddushin, or to Kinyanim, other Kiddushin. So the Ketzos has this famous machlokes. What about Nesinas Goy? Right? What about if the Nosein is a Goy? Right? Can the Goy give money to, in our case, he's not discussing Kiddushin. Could the Goy give money to a girl and say, okay, now this is Kiddushin, be Mekudeshes to Shmerel? Right? Or the Ketzos' case was, what was the Ketzos' case? This is Maisim Choyom. You want to make a Kinyan to be Machne something to a Goy. Why? To appoint a power of attorney, you have to give him a Kinyan on the property that he's suing for. So, the Rishonim write, normally, if I want to make a Kinyan to you, you ever been at a Chasra? The Chasra wants to give something to the Kala, so what happens? The Eidim give their suitor to the Chasra, and our Kona on the Kala's behalf, and then right, the Kamina, we made a Kinyan on the Kala's behalf. Says the Rishonim, remember we saw this in Tosfos, that, well, there's no shlichos for a goy. So don't write, we were Kona on the goy's behalf, write the goy was Kona. Meaning, You can't be calling the guy, you have to do shlichas for a guy. Rather, the guy has to sit there and you have to ask him, are you interested in doing a kenyan? And he says, yes, and you do the kenyan. Machlokas achron, according to Tosis, yeah. But who has to give the suitor? Does the guy have to give his own suitor? Or can I give my suitor for the guy? So actually, that's the opposite case, right? There's not when the guy is being nosing, but their case is, what about for a guy, right? The Tosis case is, not that the guy is, not the question of the guy is the third party. The guy is the konan, right? So can I do Evan Kanani on behalf of a guy, although it's the same exact afmina? Can a guy do Evan Kanani on behalf of me, right? So the Tosis case is to give on behalf of a guy. Although it would be the exact same afmina if the guy gave on behalf of a Jew. That's symmetrical. So says the Sma, Dover Pashut, if you want to make a kinyan for a guy, even if the guy's sitting here, I don't want to make anyone the guy. Vishtender's the guy, right? Vishtender's the guy. He's being he's getting property from Yehuda. So what happens? If Vishtender was a Jew, then I would just give Yehuda a pen and say I was koner for the Jew. Over here, no, I have to, the guy, you ready to be koner from Yehuda by yourself? Yes, he's ready to be koner. Can I give a pen for the guy to be koner? Or does the guy have to give a pen? So the Sma says, Avada, the guy has to give a pen. How can I give a pen? I'm not his shliach. The Ta says, but no, I can give a pen for the guy. Oh, I'm not his shliach. I'm din eva kanani, I can give a pen for a guy. Right? So what's the Mesod of the Machlokas here? So the Ksos, by the time the Ksos gets through explaining, it's very clear, even though he's very, very stark on the side of the Taz, he says, the Taz holds eva kanani is not midin shliach. Evet Kenani is not mitin shlichos. Evet Kenani is that you don't need nesinas hakone. You don't need nesinas baldover. Not that you have it al yedei shliach. You don't need it at all. And therefore, I can give a pen for a guy. A guy can give a pen for me, no problem. Because it's not working through shlichos. What does the Sma think? Obviously, the Sma thinks that it is working through shlichos, right? And I think the Chacham Tzvi goes bringing with the Sma says that different hasagvu mimeni. So, here we have the Sma and the Chacham Tzvi, who says it doesn't work. Because the guy's not my shliach, so how can he do a nesina for me? Right? Or how can I do a nesina for him? Basically, if I give my pen for the guy to be kona, it doesn't work. He has to give his own pen. If the guy gives a pen for me to be kona, it doesn't work. He has to give his own pen. However, the Ktzos says, of course it works. Oh, Taz. The Taz and the Ktzos say, of course it works. Evet Kenani is not doing shlichus. Evet Kenani, the whole point is that you don't need shlichus. Just any nesina is good enough because the ikar is the Kabbalah. So as long as the guy is here, and the guy wants to be Kona, and Yehuda is here, he wants to be Machna. And there's some nesina, and Yehuda does a Kabbalah, that's good enough. Who cares who did the nesina? This is a Maisim Chol Yom Nafkamina in the days of the Ktzos. Even nowadays, you can imagine an Nafkamina. You're doing Mechiras Chametz, you want to do a Kenyan Suda with a guy, right? The guy is being Kona the Chametz, so does the guy have to give his own handkerchief or his own pen? Or can someone else give a Suda for the guy? So according to Ktzos and Taz, someone else give a Suda for the guy. As long as the guy is there wanting to be Kona, then who cares who does the Nesina? He's representing himself in this kingdom. Just someone else doing the Nesina. However, according to the Sma and the Chacham Tzvi, no, the guy has to give his own plea. Obviously, in real Mechiras Chametz, we do not, but we don't want to get into any machlokas.
I wasn't here, but so I might be in left field. But according to the Rambam, the pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam doesn't hold the Dilei Evet Kenani B'dinei Mamonos.
Okay, I'm going to say the same thing to you as my last six of my last eight sentences I said to you, which is, we'll come back to that soon. Okay. By the way, Reb Chaim, but today I actually mean it. That's the difference. Well, Reb Chaim, if you notice the one I gave you, which I apologize, that Reb Chaim, you were jumping into something which was the middle of, like, not jumping into the deep end, it was more like jumping into the middle of the Atlantic. So it's a little hard to pick up what he was talking about without Ramos holding the sugya. I don't mean just reading the beginning of Reb Chaim, also reading the Gemara's. But one thing that was clear in that Reb Chaim is that he thought there's no Dedevi Kani for a guy because there's no shlichos for a guy. So Reb Chaim definitely goes on the side of the Sma here against the Ktzos. Another nafkamina the Ktzos says, which is just the same type of nafkamina, is what about for Dvar Aveira? There's no shlich for Dvar Aveira. Can you have been Eved Kanani for Dvar Aveira? Right? And his example was, now it's based on a few assumptions about Shlichos and Dvar Aveira, which it's not our, it's not the right context to unpack those assumptions now. But he says, what about a Kenyan on Shabbos? What if we do this Kenyan on Shabbos? That's an Aveira. And you do a standard Kenyan on Shabbos, even among Jews. I mean, it's only an Aveira for Jews to do a Kenyan on Shabbos. So remember, how do we do a standard Kenyan if you've ever been in a chasana? The Kohen doesn't give a suda to the Machne. The Eidim give a suda to the Machne. Or the Rabbi doesn't give a suda to the Machne. Either way, right? Someone gives a suda to the Machne. But it's usually not for any logical reason necessarily, just that's the way we do it. A third party gives a suda to the Machne. That's fine. That's classic Din Eved Kanani. A third party can give the money to the master of every Kanani. A third party can give the ring to the girl in Kedushin. A third party can give the suda. What if the third party gives the suda on Shabbos? After all, Ein Shlichus and Bar Aveira. So if Eved Kanani was in Shlichus like Rashi and the Rashba, then it wouldn't work. Ein Shlichus and Bar Aveira. So says Avada it works. And then he tries to make the Yukim that it works to prove that it works. And because Eved Kanani is not based on the Nesina is valid through Shlichus. Based on the fact that it doesn't matter how the Nesina is done. It's the Kabbalah that's the Iker. And therefore, this is, and it's really just similar to Nafkamina, but Dvar Aveira, such as Kenyan B'Shabbos, so says the Ktzos, that it works, but theoretically, according to the other Tzad, it would not work because Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. So that's another classic Nafkamina. Now, sorry. The, yeah. Excuse me. Another possible Nafkamina. This gets a little tricky. Chesky, I'm going to need you to clear up part of the board for me. And this I put in brackets. This is very tricky. I'm just saying it begedder efsher. I'm just saying it begedder efsher. Is the din the Eved Ozel's medayit from this gra about ribbis? Rav Chaim is talking about ribbis. Basically, all the contexts we've seen so far are about kinyanim being kona something. The Eved's kona his freedom. The husband is kona the wife, right? Isha nicknames, whatever that means. It's in the realm of kinyanim. The kinyanim of shtaros, that like regular dinim amanos, the tzos we're talking about. It's all talking about basically doing a kinyan. What about not doing kinyan? What about dine ribbis? Does din Eved Kanani relevant for ribbis? Why would we care? Because, for example, what if a goy gave on my behalf? Is that ribbis or not? What if I gave on a goy's behalf? Is that ribbis or not? What if, or better, that's the discussion of Ra. You know, a third party is allowed to pay ribbis, actually. I am allowed to say, here's $20, go lend $100 to Morty. That's the principle of the Asr Torah Ribbis, Habami Lova Lamalve, the Isser, the Raisa, Ben Yorbanim. Remember, we saw that in the Tosos and the Vavam Beis, is only for the Lova to pay the Malva Ribbis. A third party is okay to pay Ribbis. Okay, what about Din Eved Kanani? Isn't Din Eved Kanani telling us when the third party pays on someone's behalf, it's like that person paid? Right? So, shouldn't that perhaps be a problem of ribbis? So, this is a very, very complex sugya. The Rav Chaim is talking about Goy versus Jew is very complex. And how he reads in the Shachat Hari Gemara. The Makoros I put in brackets that grow. And really, if you look in Beis Yosef, there's many machlokes we've shown about this weird case about Jewish third parties paying ribbis. It's very tricky. You should know this was a big issue in the time of the Rishonim before they invented the Heter Iska. I'm not going to get into it now. I think my Rebbe Chaim Soloveitchik wrote a book about this, right? Before they invented the Heter Iska, it's not that when they invented the Heter Iska, they started getting or finding technicalities to get around the Isser of ribbis and lending it interest. No, once we had our modern economy more than 1,000 years ago, they already got around the Isser of ribbis. Just they used to have one way, then they had another way, then they had a third way, then they had a fourth way, and then they came up with Heter Iska, and it stuck. But one of the big sugyas there was, they say, ribbis is mutter through a third party. So therefore, they just have a third party pay the ribbis, and then you get into these only subtle questions of, is this in fact mutter or not? And that has to do with Din Eved Kanani. So just maybe I would say, maybe, you know, does Din Eved Kenani apply to Ribbis? Like, for example, if a third party gives Ribbis on your behalf, this is not Rukhaim's example, if a third party gives Ribbis on your behalf, does that become usur or not? Or, Rukhaim's case, if a, which may or may not be end up being the same, right, if a Jew makes a loan on a guy's behalf, is that Ribbis or not? So, the Gra assumes that it does on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Evan of Avinazal points out that the Rosh and many Rishonim assumed that it didn't. So this gets a little tricky, but perhaps the way the Avinazal seems to analyze it is that if the principle is that if someone gives anyone's money on your behalf, it counts as you giving, then, right, then we would say yes. Right? Why? Because the principle is that if Reuven gives his own money, it counts as if Shimon gave. Right? So let's remember the example. I give my own money, right? Yehuda says, can you do me a favor? I need a loan from Anstreich. But that guy, he's not going to lend me without Ribbis. Right? So if you do me a favor, give $20 of your own money to Aaron so he'll make the loan. So I give my own money. I don't give you this money. Okay, is that also we didn't have a Kanani? Did we just do an Issa D'Oraisa because of every Kanani? Machlok is Aaron. So the way that Avinash analyzes it, if you think Rashi approaches it, it's all about Shlichus, and that if I give my money, it counts as your money. Then basically when I gave money, it's as if you gave money, and that's Ribbis. However, if you view it the Ritva's way, then what's the principle? It's not as if Yehuda gave money. It's just that you can do a Kenyan based on the Kabbalah. It doesn't matter who did the Nesina. It's very nice, but that what does that have to do with Ribbis? Lemaisa, it's not as if Yehuda gave money. I still gave the money, and I'm allowed to give the money. Ah, the fact that we can do a Kenyan based on me giving you money doesn't make it Ribbis. So here, because if Reuven gave his own money, only Reuven gave the money. And a Hanami, through the Kabbalah you can accomplish a lot of Kenyanim. But it's not as if Shimon gave the money and shouldn't be in a Ribbis.
Why isn't it a Ramas Ribbis?
So it's definitely Haramas Ribbis. That's what Tosfos says, Nira Kishlucho. This really all goes back to what is supposed to mean Nira Kishlucho, right? According to one Derech the Gra, Shlucho means, if I'm really a Shliach, even my own money is a Doraisa. And then it shouldn't look like it. According to the other side, the Russian others, no. It's only if I'm a Shliach and I give his money that it's an Issur Doraisa.
His money, he puts it in my bank account. So now it's not his money, it's my money.
No, that would also count as his money. But if I'm losing the money myself, then that's not a Doraisa. So it might be also Drabbanon because of our honest ribbons. Basically, that's the Rosh says. The Rosh says, Avad, it's also Drabbanon, but it's not also Doraisa.
Even if he pays you back?
No, if he pays me back, it might be also Doraisa. If he pays me back, it's probably also Doraisa, because then I'm really giving his money.
How did they do it in the old days?
Okay, so they made it very complicated. So the truth is that is a great question. The truth is it was only Rashi Beit Midrash who did it, and they had a very, very radical interpretation, and they actually did it a little differently. They did it a little differently. The way they did it was that, it's still very funny. Okay, I'm not going to try to justify the way they actually did it usually, at least in the days of Rashi, was if I wanted to lend you money beribis, I would send Yehuda to lend you the money. And since lending beribis is an avera, ain't shliach levar avera, Yehuda is not as avera, not my shliach, so it's as if Yehuda lent you the money, and then you pay it back to me, and that's okay. That goes against many understandings of both the Orem and the
money. And you do it back to
Yehuda. No. My money to start with. It's very funny. Okay, we're not getting into that. Suffice to say that was very radical. Okay, that's perhaps another nafkamina. Now, what I wanted to come onto is The other ktos I put here, the strange tumen, says the tumen something strange. The tumen says, it's a very strange tumen. He says, you can never have a kinyan sudar to be makna something to hektish. Why? Because to be makna something to hektish with a kinyan sudar, you have to take hektish as sudar. But what right do you have to take hektish as sudar? That's me'ila. So you can never have a kinyan sudar to hektish. Okay, that's strange in a number of ways. Number one, he seems to be assuming, like the Rambam, that kinyan sudar is not actually trading with sudar for something else, because you're allowed to trade with hektish as long as you don't get the better end of the deal. You're allowed to trade even or give them the better end of the deal. He probably assumes just symbolic matan, and therefore you can't take a sudar from hektish. But the so says to him, what are you talking about? Says, like, I mean, it's a strange tumen. I can never, if I want to give my house to hektish, I can't give I want to give my horse to hektish. Obviously, not for Benek Abayis, right? I want to give my horse to hektish. I can't give my horse to hektish by taking a sudar, because if I take hektish as sudar, that's usur. Who's going to give me hektish as sudar?
But don't you look at the total picture? It's as if, you know, if someone comes to me and they want to use my pen to write me a check for $1 million, of course I'd let him do it. That you look at it as a whole picture.
You're right. That's one objection to the tumen. The ktos is another objection to the tumen. So says, what do you mean? Let a third party give a suitor for hektish, and it's no problem. Right? So what's the tumen? Why is the tumen worried about who can give hektish a suitor? Who's authorized to give me hektish a suitor? Just let a third party give me hektish a suitor, right? That is what he objects right here. The tumen says you can't have it, because who can give the suitor of hektish? And if, like, they mamish, like, have a hektish suitor and I take it, then it's me'ila. So the ktos says, that's ridiculous, says, according to me, it's no problem. Says the ktos, a third party can give the suitor of hektish. What's the problem? Let the third party give the suitor of hektish. What he's trying to, now, what's the svar of the tumen? Like, why can't a third party give the suitor of hektish? Isn't that the whole point of Dima Kanani? The third party gives the suitor of hektish? So what's the svar of the tumen? Like, remember, the tumim says you can never do a kinyan suitor with hektish, because how can I take the, who can give and who can take a suitor that's hektish? It's too holy. So the ktos says, what are you talking about? Just like in every wedding, it's not the chassan suitor or the kala suitor, it's the rabbi suitor. And just like in every kinyan in those days, it was the edim suitor. So just have a third party give the suitor. That's the Nebi Kanani. We know that works. It says in Rav, forget the Nebi Kanani, it says in Rav Shulchan Aruch HaMaaseh B'chol Yom that it works. So what does the tumim hold? So I saw the funnels of the ktos pointed to me that maybe the tumim holds like this shut, Rashba. It's a little hard to find the shut Rashba because I saw someone says, it's like the shut of the Rambam quoted in the Machne Ephraim Hilchos Shluchim. Machne Ephraim Hilchos Shluchim quotes this as the shut of the Rambam. That's a Tos Sofer. He meant to write shut of the Rambam. And Shur of the Ramban is not a Tos Sofer, but it's a Tos, because it's really from the Shur HaRashba and Yuchasos, the Ramban. Which means there's a whole volume of Shur HaRashba, which when it was first printed, they mistakenly thought it was the Ramban. So here we have two steps removed. It's Shur of the Rashba, which when they first printed the book, they wrote Ramban on it. Then the Machnei Ephraim quoted and wrote Rambam. But if you trace it back, then the Shut Rambam is the Shut Ramban, which is really Shut Rashba, which I put on the sheet, so now we didn't have to go through any of that work. But if you ever do open up the Machnei Ephraim and Hilchos Shluchim, Siman Tes Vav, and find this exact thing quoted from the Shut Rambam, and you say, wasn't it on Mekorshi 28 as a Shut Rashba? Now you know why. It's called broken telephone. He says an interesting vart, which the Avnei Nezer also quotes as a shita, or interprets as a shita, the Yad Rama, quoted by the Torah in Hilchos Gittin. He says, how does Din Eved Kanani work? Now again, if this is going to be reminiscent of some people's understanding of Din Arev, could be. And obviously, you can't understand this Din Arev and Din Eved Kanani, but those people say this is Eved Kanani, we say that's not how Arev works. Those people say that's how Arev works, but not agree with this Shad Eved Kanani. But he says, how does Din Eved Kanani work? He says, when I give the girl, remember, I'm the third party. I'm already happily married. I'm the third party here. I give the girl a ring and say, Nikudeshes to Ruvi HaBachar. Right? What am I really doing? I'm really being makna the ring to Ruvain and then to her. And it really is Ruvain's ring. And that's the Chiddush of Eved Kanani, that even though it's not his money, and I'm giving it, since I'm his shliach, when I give it, I'm really doing a double kinyan, giving it to him and then giving it to her. Again, like the Rishonim mentions that we affiliated with Din Arif, that I am the shliach to give it to him and then give it to her. So he says, then the Tumah makes a lot of sense. If the way Din Nebuchadnezzar works is that and I make it your Sudar and then give it on your behalf, then you can never do a Kenyan Sudar for Hekdesh. Because I'm going to make this Sudar Hekdesh and then give it on Hekdesh's behalf. Hold on. Once I make it Hekdesh, I have no right to give it on Hekdesh's behalf, and you have no right to take it on Hekdesh's behalf. So it seems pasha to me that this Tumim holds like this Shut Rashba, which is, let's just go back to this question, you know, whose Kesef or Sudar is it? Right? So if you take the Ritva's Derech, if you take the Ritva's Derech, then obvious, it is the third parties. Right? Whose Sudar is it? Let me ask a better question. Whose Sudar is it just before it goes to the Makna or the Isha? Right? Eventually, just give me a second. And Eben Kanani, I just want to be clear. Eben Kanani means a third party gives money to the Isha on behalf of the Chassan. Or a third party gives money to the Adon on behalf of the Eved. Or a third party gives a Sudar to the Makna on behalf of the Kona. In the end, it becomes the Maknas or the Ishas. Or the Adons. Right? But whose is it the second before it goes to him? So according to the Brit Fizderach Avad, it's the third party. The whole point is we don't care who does the Nesina. But if you take Rashi's Derech, then I think you could take it in different ways. You could say it is the third parties and the principle is, what's the principle is? Lo ba'inan nesina sakone, or we need nesina sakone lo ba'inan chisaron Hakona. But we don't need the Kona to give up his own property. Right? Or you could say, and this is the Shut Rashba, and the Yavrama that is in the Hemshech that Avni Nezer, not the part of Xerox, the rest of that Simon. The Yavrama, according to the Avni Nezer, says no, it is the Kona's Sudar. That says Kona's. Always hard to be possessives in multiple languages. The Kone's Sudar. What's the principle? The principle is Ba'inan Chisaron Hakone. But the third party gives the money to the Kone and then immediately to the Makne on his behalf. We have a virtual second transaction here. The way Eben Kanani works is that, how does it work through Shlichus? The Shlich is really giving the money to the Chassan and then giving the money on the Chassan's behalf to the Kala. The third party is really giving the money to the Eved, and then on the Eved's behalf to the Adon. The Ksos doesn't like this. He says it was given to the Eved, then Mashikana Eved Kana Rabo. But you could say, maybe that doesn't apply if it's instantaneous. And whenever I do a Kinyan Sudar at a wedding, the rabbi is not just giving his pen to the Chassan. He's giving his pen to the Kala virtually, and then on her behalf, giving it to the Chassan. If so, what is the Nafkamina of this? Nafkamina is Kenyan Sudar for Hekdesh. Can you ever have a Kenyan Sudar on behalf of Hekdesh? If you said the third party needs to give a Sudar, let the third party give a Sudar, and Hekdesh will be Kona. Let the third party, then, this would be the Tzos. Efshur. And here also you'd say Efshur. But you could say, like the Tumim, Efshar, where's this strange Tumim coming from? The Chor, the Tumim, is assuming, like the Shut Rashba, that the way the Neve Kanani works, and like the Avnei Nezer says in the day of the Yadramah, because what does the Yadramah say? The Yadramah says that the sofer could, again, we don't rely on this because we try to be machmir at these things, the sofer could use his own klaf to write a get, and then give it on the Baal's behalf. They ask, but it's not the husband's get. So the Yadramah said, no, that's okay. Virtually, he's machmir the get to the husband and then to the wife. So the Avnei says, that's how the Neve Kanani works. You're virtually machmir to the kohen, and then on the kohen's behalf to the machmir. Okay, then it makes sense how you can't have a Neve Kanani for Hekdesh, because that means virtually I'm machmir to the Hekdesh. And then I'm giving it to you on Hekdesh's behalf. But I have no right to give away Hekdesh's property, and you have no right to take Hekdesh's property. Morty's objection, notwithstanding, which is why you're right, you could say, not you have to say. The Morty says, even if it is Hekdesh's property, it's a good deal. What's wrong with business? Especially if it's advantageous. You're absolutely right. I'm just trying to justify the tumen. So I'm just trying to justify what the tumen is assuming about our sugya. The fact that you have another kasha the tumen will be for his damnut. Anyway, this could also be an afkamina in terms of, again, whose money really is it when we do dinevit kanani? According to Ritva, pasha. There's no shlichas at all here. Pasha is the third party's money. According to Rashi, it could go either way. You could say, it's the third party's money, and that's okay, because the chassan's the sina. Or you could say, no, since the chassan's the sina, it's the chassan's money. Had it become the chassan's money, virtually he was makhdin to the chassan and then to the kala. If so, that would lead to the tumim, that you can't have a king and sugar on behalf of Hekdesh, because then you're virtually makhdin to Hekdesh. And then on behalf of Hekdesh, you're giving away Hekdesh's sugar, and that's called mi'ula. Morty's objection notwithstanding. Okay, the last thing I want to mention is just the Radvaz. That we mentioned the other day. The Radvaz learns from Neve Kanani about his question. His funny question is, which we'll come back to, is what if there's no chisaron to anyone? Or at least no chisaron of a proof to anyone? One of his cases, which he himself really admits, I wasn't clear about this, that he himself really admits this weakness, that it might not be such a good example, is if I throw a woman kiddushin, it's worth half a pruta when it leaves my hand, and the market changes, and it's worth a pruta when it gets to her. So I only gave half a pruta, but she received a pruta. Okay, the Radvaz himself admits that, well, no, you could say I really gave her a pruta, because I didn't give it to her until it reached her hand. But besides that, there are other cases, right? I send a shliach, and I give him half a pruta, and you give him half a pruta, and together he gives a pruta. I give you something, although Radvaz thinks this is different, for a reason that hopefully we'll get to. I give you something which is worthless to me, because it's aser hana, but it's worth a pruta to the girl, because she's a chola. Or she's a chola, who's allowed to use the Isur Hana'ah. Or I give you something that I stole, which doesn't belong to me, but you acquire it with Shina or Shas, and you really do acquire a pruta that belongs to you. What about all these cases where no one's chaser a pruta? Not that a third party's chaser a pruta. What if no one's chaser a pruta? That's the nidon of that tremendously long Mishnah Melech in the beginning of the fifth paragraph of Hoseishas, and who ends with a quote of two Shutran Vazes, which we'll come back to Bli Neder and analyze in their own right. But what about this question of the Mishnah LeMelech and the Radvaz? What if no one gives a pruta, but she receives a pruta? No one gives a pruta, but she receives a pruta. Now, here it gets a little trickier, because one might distinguish between if no one gave anything versus no one gave a pruta, which maybe we'll come back to. But, big adol, maybe you could say, if you take the approach of the Ritva, then the Nesina is not really what's so important. No, you need it to lead up to a Kabbalah by someone giving something, but the Iker is the Kabbalah that's important. So here you would say, maybe you could say, this is all, I admit it's not Mukhrach, right? You would say Mikudeshes. Why? Who cares that no one did a proper Nesinas Pruta? She had a Kabbalah's Pruta. If you take the approach of the Shurashva, then it seems to be the most Pashut thing in the world. That ain't a mikudeshes, right? You do need a chisaron. It's just that the third party gives it to you, and then you're chaser. Okay? You do need to be a no sin of chaser or pruta. And if you weren't nosing a chaser or pruta, then it shouldn't work, right? So what does the Radvaz say? The Radvaz, this is the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, Mekudeshes b'din Eved Kenani. What did the Radvaz, maybe the Radvaz would go for the Ritva. The point of Eved Kenani is that, Taka, I never gave you a pruta, but who cares as long as you received the pruta? Okay, then it makes sense. Even if I gave you something worthless to me, but it was worth money to you, that's good enough. However, if you took the approach of the tomb, the Shatrashka, that no, the way Eved Kenani works is that when I give it to her, it's really you giving it to her. Then you do need to give a pruta. Someone else can give it, and then it'll be like you gave it, but you do need to give a pruta, and therefore, if you didn't give a pruta, it wouldn't work. If you took this... okay, then... if you said, well, I do need to do the Nesina, but it could be anyone's money, then, okay, it could be anyone's money, maybe someone has to give something which would have the fruit to them. Okay, Yesh Lion, but this Radvaz may, again, this together, hard to say for sure, my times this Chakira, if you say, like Rashi, and if certainly if you say, like Rashi, the Tumen's version of Rashi, of course I need to give her a pruta. It's just, if I send you as my shaliach and you give her a pruta, then you really gave it to me and I gave her a pruta. But I need to give a pruta. However, if you say like the Ritva, no, the ikar is that you receive a pruta. And that receipt of a pruta is connected to our kedushin, was for the sake of kedushin. That for the sake of kedushin, you received a pruta. Okay, for the sake of kedushin, you received a pruta. Who cares what I gave, what I didn't give? L'chora.
All that's what I said last time, depending on the two aspects of kedushin. I mean, if it's the matter of the responsibility, or what's the word, that you're setting it up, it's, there has to, then the scene is not the formalism. It has to be that the guy is doing something also.
Correct, but then maybe you just wouldn't go with this Ritva.
That's what I say.
Okay, great. Okay, Chesky, when you get a chance, please. Okay, that's what we wanted to say about Eved Kenani, and this was not really today's shiur. This is just my way of finishing up the thoughts from yesterday's shiur, and now we're going to consider it to be 9 o'clock. And yeah. Now, of course, the Rambam here is a little funny. The Rambam here is a little funny. Why? Because the... let us, for a moment, list the funny things about the Rambam. All right, what's funny about the Rambam? How many things are strange about the Rambam? Number one. Because remember, we sort of left him out of our Chakira here in Din Eved Kenani. Right? What is interesting about Shitas HaRambam? So number one, in Din Arev. He didn't say anything necessarily striking about Din Arev, because he just said it's Hanah, and the Ritva and Rashba also said it's Hanah. But what was strange about the Rambam Din Arev is that what he said here didn't seem to match what he said in Hilchos Mechira. Right? That's what was strange. It's not that he had a unique shita of Din Arev in Kiddushin, but it's that his shita of Din Arev in Kiddushin didn't match his shita of Din Arev in... So Din Arev, you have a mismatch, because... In Hilchos Mechira, Yud Aleph Tesvav, he says, it's Ba'amira Greda. Right? The Arev is chayv just with Amira. But in Din Arev, in Hilchos Ishus, would be Hey Chaf Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, he said, it's through Hanah. Which, if he had said Hanah across the board, it wouldn't be strange. That's one strange thing. What else is strange about the Rambam? Din Eved Kenani. Says the... Now, he doesn't say anything strange about Eved Kenani. What does he say? It's Midin Hanah. What's strange about Din Eved Kenani, when he says Midin Hanah, if we assume that he means something like those Yizakim, the Baal really didn't see as Hanah, then what's strange is that that's clearly not how it works by actual Eved Kenani. By actual Eved Kenani, one thing is for sure not how it works. You want to say how it works is this, is that since the guy on Bishlichas HaEved gave money to the Adam, it's as if the Eved's Nesina was valid, that's fine. You want to say that It doesn't matter who did the Nesina, the Ikris, the Kabbalah, the Rabbah, that's fine. You're going to say the Nebuchadnezzar works because the Eved gave Hanah to the Adon? The Eved didn't give any Hanah to the Adon here. The Eved is not present here deciding to give Hanah to the Adon. Dinev Kanani is not working through Hana. That's not one of the options. So there's also a bit of a mismatch, which is that in Hilchas Ishus, Hey Chaf Beis, he says it's working through Hana, and it sounds like, I mean, it depends how you interpret the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? B'Hana Zo Habaloch Bigvali. This Hana that's coming to you because of me. So what does he mean, this Hanah that's coming to you because of me? You could say the Rambam really means the Ritva. Means this guy's Messina. Right? So, you could take the Rambam. Let's remember, he says, Haram Kadeshul, you're Kadeshul with this Hanah that you got because of me. So you could say that he really means like the Ritva. You're Kadeshul with the Messina of the other guy. But the simple shot is like the Tosri Yazakin, right? Tosri Yazakin is, no, I'm giving you Hana by letting you keep this money. So if he means the Tosri Yazakin shot and not the Ritva, he's clearly not Rashi. But if you assume the Tosri Yazakin had the right shot in the Rambam, this is the easier. You don't even have to say the Ritva had the wrong shot in the Rambam, because the Ritva is never trying to say shot in the Rambam. Tosri Yazakin is a chazaka that he's only trying to say shot in the Rambam. So if you assume the Tosri Yazakin had the right shot in the Rambam, then it's working through the Sinas Hanah, through the Hanah. The Din Eved Kanani himself is not working through Hanah. I don't think anyone thinks the reason the Eved Kanani is free is because the Eved Kanani is giving Hanah. The Eved Kanani Manish, it's not Midin Hanah. No one thinks the Eved Kanani is Midin Hanah. The Eved Kanani is because of the money. So then there's a bit of a mismatch here. Who points out this mismatch? The Rashba. The Rashba says, I hear the Rambam's shot. And the Rashba says, I don't have a disproof of the Rambam. But I'll read it also from the Rashba if I can find it quickly. Yes. Found it. It's not a very long Rashba. Says the Rashba, he says, the Harambam, etc. V'enyo de midach kol zeh, she'ein, hari inzik din Eved Kanani mamish. I don't know why I'd say this. This is not mamish like the din of Eved Kanani. So he points out, it's not mamish like the din of Eved Kanani. It's not mamish like the din of Eved Kanani. And this is the Rashba's question. He doesn't say, I have a direct problem with the Rambam's pshat. He says, well, the Rambam has a pshat, it's an interesting pshat, it could be. But midako, why do we have to say this? Right, it's an interesting question the Rashba has. He doesn't say, the Rambam's pshat is inherently illogical. I hold it's not a valid kedushin. No, he says, it's a nice pshat, it could be, I hear your taina. But midako, why do you have to make up this thing about Hanah? It's not parallel to Eved Kanani. Why didn't you stick to something parallel to Eved Kanani? So that's also a strange mismatch.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. You're always allowed to ask a question.
When we have the last shot in Arev in the Greece, we said that the Kiddushin took place really through the Kesef of the Chov, and it's just you need that kind of money. Mm-hmm. So why can't you say over here, I mean, that the Kesef takes place through the Din of Eved Kanani, but just Eved Kanani doesn't have Hanah.
Of course you could. I just first want to put the question before I put the answer.
Oh, okay. I didn't
yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Now, let's go on to Din Shneim, says the Gemara. Ten mana l'ploni v'kadoshani lo m'kudeshim v'din shneihem arev avgad l'omachian al yadei kam shabin nafsha etzanami avgad l'omachian al yadei kam akni nafsha. Me dummy, or if I could like a chasimona, high gavin, cunning like that, so car chasim will meet you. Have you can only look at the chasimona, call cunning nafshe, me dummy. Ha, some have to come back to you, cunning, ha, ha, yet to come back to nafshe, look at cunning will meet you. Or if you're here, I've got a lot of the other, Misha, bait nafshe. Fine. What happens here? Reuven gives money to Shimon, and the girl is Mekudeshes to Shimon. Here, there are two strange things. A, Shimon's not losing any money. Oh, but that's okay, Midin Eved Kanani. B, the woman's not getting any money. That's okay, midin ari, that's din shneim. Not only is it okay if the woman doesn't get money, not only is it okay if the husband doesn't lose money, doesn't give up money, it's even okay if the woman doesn't get and the chassan doesn't give up. In this case, the chassan actually gained, right? He's giving money to Shimon, and Shimon was mekadesh. That's all okay, midin ari, and midin ever kanani. Question is, how does this din ari, din ever kanani work? Says the Rambam, this din shneim. Says the Rambam, how does it work? In Perek Hey Halacha Chaf Aleph, says he has to go back and say Hareat Mekudeshes Li Bahanos Matana Zo Shekibalti, right? Did I just make that lashon up? Bahanos Matana Zo Shekibalti Birtzoneich. But then, no, this Matana that I accepted because you wanted me to. But then, no, this Matana that I accepted Birtzoneich because you wanted me to. That's what the Rambam says. Says the Rashba to the Rambam. We need continuation of this paragraph. I don't know what you're talking about. This, he's Mekadesher with the Hanav accepting a Matana? That's called Nasnahi. That's not called Nasahu. And if you'll say, well, don't we know the next line of the Gemara, Adam Chashuv? Says, yeah, but this guy's not an Adam Chashuv. So it doesn't make any sense. So let's just make ourselves a whole section of the board for Din Shneihem. Excuse me. Din Shneihem. We have two different, obviously, what's funny is the Rashba never explicitly says what he would have written if he was writing the Rambam. He just says the Rambam's crazy. Okay, we can figure it out. How does Din Shneihem work? What does the guy say? Right? So, for the Rambam, he says, Harei at mekudeshes li behanoas matana zu shekibalti birtzoneich. It sounds like the Hanas Kabbalas Matan. Right? Hanas Kabbalas Matan. And what did the Rashba say? The Rashba has really two objections. I mean, the, the Rambam has two objections. The first one is in Yodei Olama. Gamzu. This also is the same problem I said last time. What's the Rashba's two objections? Number one, this is not Din Shneihem. Din Shneihem has to be combining the Ke'orev and the Eved Kenani. This is not like the case of Eved Kenani. The case of Eved Kenani is with this Nesina that was done on my behalf. Not with the Kabbalah. Right? Number two, right? Number two, his second objection is, what do you mean? Hanas Kabbalah is only for Adam Chashuv. Not only that, it's Rava says it works. Does Rava say Hanas Kabbalah works for Adam Chashuv? What does Rava say? He's Mesufik, Ibaya. Right? So the Rashba has two objections. Right? What are the two objections of the Rashba? Number one is, it's not parallel to Eved Kenani. It has to be parallel to Eved Kenani and Arev. What is Eved Kenani and Arev? It's the Nesina, right? So it's not parallel to Eved Kenani and Arev. Number two, that Hanas Kabbalas Matana is only for an Adam Chashuv, and only Lefi Rav Papa, not according to Rava, and only Lefi Rav Papa, not Rava. So how can you say Rava said to be Deshvet Hanatz Kabbalas Matana? A, that's only for an Adam Chasham. This guy's not an Adam Chasham. It doesn't say. He's obviously not an Adam Chasham. Daf an Adam Chasham. And B, only our pub holds that Rava didn't know that. Rava was Mesupik. So how can you say that? So the Magid Mishnah already answers. I think it's pretty easy to answer the second question of the Rashba. Anyone want to answer the second question of the Rashba? We see in the next line of the Gemara, Hanav accepting a Matana. A, Rava didn't know anything, only Rav Papa knew it. And B, only if the guy's really chashim, only if he's a rock star. Right? And all of a sudden, the previous line of the Gemara, even Rav Papa knew that for anyone, the Hanav Kabbalat Matana is a big Hanav? What's pshat? How would you answer that?
One thing to say is when she's giving to him, it has to override the thing of her giving.
Exactly. Precisely. There's a difference if Tina Hanav Kabbalas Matana, if she gave it or someone else gave it. If someone else gave the Matana, it didn't cost her anything. So if she's, as long as she's happy, she's Nana. If she gave the Matana, she had to pay. Let me ask you a very simple question. How happy are you that someone took a Matana? Well, the answer is, if I didn't have to pay for the Matana, I'm always very happy they took a Matana. If I have to pay, then only if they're really chashuv, then it's worth giving them a Matana. Right? And then, even that, Rava didn't know, only Rav Papa knew. Right? This is the Pashtun answer the Mefarshim give for the Rambam, which is that it depends if I have to pay for the Matana or not. If she pays, then there's only Hana'a by an Adam Chashuv and only Lefi Rav Papa. Right? Because after all, let's say the Matana is worth $10. Okay, you know, is it enough for me to spend $10 and you'll accept something? I spent $10. How is it enough for me to spend $10? Well, that's only if you're really Chashuv. It's Hana that's worth spending $10 for. Right? It's a net Hana. But if she doesn't pay, then Kabbalah of anyone she likes, right? Meaning, obviously, not a Kabbalah of someone she hates, not a Kabbalah of a tramp in the street, but anyone she likes is Hana, even Lefi Rava. That's very commonsensical, right? That's very commonsensical. If I could give you a Matana for free, why? Because like Reuben's giving it to you. If I give you a Matana for free, right? I want Morty to, I'd be very happy, right? I'd be very happy for Morty to have a copy of my Sefer. And it's free. Someone else is paying for it. So yeah, Morty's a friend of mine, and I'm happy for him to have my Sefer. So all of them agree that even if Morty's a regular guy, of course that's Hanah. But if I have to pay $15 to buy him a Sefer, then is it Hanah that I spent $15 and gave him a Sefer and he took it from me? If I had spent $15? Rava says, I don't know if it's ever Hanah. And even Rav Papa says, no, it's not Hanah for a regular guy. It's only Hanah if he's someone super special, another Chashuv, then it's Hanah. Right? You can imagine if, the Gadol Hador, took my Sefer, then even though I had spent $15, I'm still Nana, it's worth it. But if a regular guy, no, I'd spend $15. That's not Hanah. Okay, that's a partial defense of the Rambam. There's another defense of the Rambam, which is that maybe he didn't really mean it, and he was writing Lav Davka, and he really meant the same as the Rashba. Okay, that's obviously not such a material defense. Right, now, what did the Rashba say? The Rashba says a different scenario. What would the Rashba say? The Rashba would say that, since the Rashba happens to be in the Rashi's camp, he would say no. Reuven went and says, Harayat Mekudeshishli B'mana Zu, that I'm giving on the Chassan's behalf. Basically, Reuven gave on the Chassan's behalf. It's a little funny. He gave to the Chassan on the Chassan's behalf. Some of the Echonim say that's why the Rambam didn't like it. How could you give to someone on their own behalf? But let's say he can, right? The answer is no, Pashut. That the, in this case, that the third party gave Kesef on the Chassan's behalf. And that's how it works. Through the Nesina, like we did in Kenani, I gave Kesef on your behalf. Now, here's a little funny, because he gave it to the chassan. Okay, so then Ariyev says when he gave it to the chassan, then he gave it to the kala, and he gave it on the chassan's behalf, so he gave money to the kala on the chassan's behalf. Right? To the chassan, which counts as giving to the kala. Right? Through Din Ariyev. So here we have a fundamental achlokes in Shem. The Rashba says it's the kadesh with the Nesinas Kesef. The Rambam says with the Kabbalah's Kesef. Excuse me. It could be there'd be a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rashba. A bunch of Achronim say the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rashba might be the Tosos Rid. What does the Tosos Rid say? He says there's actually a more simple case of Din Shneihem. What is Din Shneihem? Din Shneihem, what is the scenario? What would you have said the scenario of Din Shneihem was? Reuven gives money to Shimon in order that who be Mekudeshes to who?
Mothers.
That Rachel be Mekudeshes to Levi. Right? That's what you would have said. Like, Din Shneihem, get two other guys, one Midian Arbu and Kanani, right? Says the Rid, adds, Reuven. No saying, L'shimon, in order that Rachel mitkadeshet l'Levi. That's what he says. He says, no, it's really like two third parties, Din Shneihem. Levi wants to mitkadesh Rachel, and how does he do it? By having Reuven give Shimon. Reuven gives instead of Levi giving. Shimon receives instead of Rachel receiving. And Shalom on Yisrael. But the case in the Gemara is not that. What's the case in the Gemara? Reuven no saying l'Shimon. And who's the Mekadesh? Who's the Mekadesh?
Shimon,
exactly. And Rachel is Mekadeshes l'Shimon. Why does the Gemara not use the simple case? So the Rid says, oh, because the Gemara wanted to teach you an interesting case, but of course it's a simple case. Like, the simple case is too simple. You know, this is the Gemara. They are very advanced. So the Gemara taught you also this complicated case, and it goes without saying the simple case. But is that necessarily so pasha? Is the Gemara davka or lav davka? Says the Rid, the Gemara is lav davka. The Gemara is just, you know, the Gemara likes to have intellectual chidushim. That why just tell you a simple way? Let's mix it up a little and see if it still works. Right? So the Rid says the Gemara is lav davka. The Gemara is just teaching you a big chish. However, Saz says the Chemda Shlomo and a few Achronim, not so posh. Maybe could be a nafkamina. Maybe a nafkamina could be the case of the Rid. According to the Rashba, it would work. Why? Because after all, Reuven's doing an asina on her behalf. If he does an asina to Shimon on her behalf, it works. Why can't he do this asina to Levi on his behalf, or whatever names work out? But maybe, according to the Rambam, it doesn't work. Why? Because according to the Rambam, Because according to the Rambam, how is the Kiddush being done here? Not with the giving. With the fact that the chassan was mekabel bertzona, and that makes her happy. Maybe the chassan has to be mekabel. Maybe the chassan has to be involved in order to make her happy. Right? After all, in this case, the chassan wasn't mekabel. Someone else is mekabel. Maybe that's not good enough if someone else is mekabel. It doesn't work because the chassan did not do anything to give her hana. After all, he wasn't no saying, he wasn't a kabel. At least if he's no saying, he's no saying gives her hana. He's no saying, if he's a kabel, if he's on the chashim, he gives her hana. If someone else who's no saying would be happy and he lets her keep the money, that's also giving her hana. But if Reuven gives Shimon money and he lets Shimon keep Reuven's money, that's not enough hana. Okay, and in which case, now we have a mucker for this strange Rambam. Why would the Rambam give him this strange interpretation? The Rashba says, why did the Rambam give this weird interpretation? Maybe because he read the Gemara as Dafka, not as Lav Dafka. And if the Gemara is Dafka, then it's only if Reuven gives the Chasson you can use Din Shnayim, not if Reuven gives a fourth party. Why? Because the Chasson has to be involved to give Hanan, which is the Gemara is Dafka. And the Gemara is Lav Dafka, which is the Shita of the Red. So it could be within Din Shnayim, again, just to review, two ways of understanding Din Shnayim. One way is it's Mamish Din Shnayim, Pshuto Kashmo, that's the Rashva. Pashu Shat Din Shnayim, Reuven gives Nesina, and that Nesina accomplishes it like we did at a Kanani. Then there's the Rambam, no, the Chasson's Kabbalah. And maybe there's a Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is, if it's Reuven's Nesina which works, we did never Kanani Mamish, then who cares if he gave to the Chasson or someone else? That's the Rid. And I think the Rashba would agree. But if it's, no, it's really the fact that Shimon agreed to accept the present. And this counts as Bana, even though he's not Chashav, because it doesn't cost her anything. Then, it's only if the Chasson accepted the present he gave her Anah. If one stranger accepted a present from another stranger, that's not enough of the involvement of the Chasson in giving her Hanah to count this Kedushin. And even though someone will say to me, well, but if the Chasson hadn't agreed to Kedushin, Shimon would have to return to Levi. So isn't the Chasson's agreeing to Kedushin make her happy that Shimon got money from Reuven? The answer is, okay, that's not direct enough to count that as Hanah's Kedushin. Now, let's just go back to the Rambam Din Shnayim. What was strange about the Rambam Din Shnayim? The Rashba's second question we answered adequately. What was strange about the Rambam's Din Shnayim is two things. Is, A, it's not really parallel to Eved Kenani and Arev. Why? Because Arev means you're happy this other guy got money. Eved Kenani means you're happy I caused you to get money. And here, you're happy that I accepted money. How is that really a combination of those two things? It seems like just a new idea. B, what's the order of the Rambam? What's the order the Rambam brings down Arev, Eved Kenani, and Din Shnayim? Arev, Din Shnayim, Eved Kenani. Hold on, if it's really Din Shnayim, shouldn't it have come after Shnayim? Is it really logical to bring Shnayim before Din Shnayim before Shnayim? If it's really a combination of those two, shouldn't he first have brought those two and then the combination? Right? The order is strange. Is illogical. What's the order? Arev, Din Shnayim, Eved Kenani. That really doesn't make sense for Din Shnayim. So basically, the Rambam is very tricky in Din Shnayim. A, if it's really Din Shnayim, it should have sounded like at least one of them, if not both. And here it just sounds like a third idea. B, if it's really Shnayim, it should have come after Shnayim. Heichav Aleph has Arev and then Din Shnayim. Heichav Beis has Eved Kenani and then Adam Chashav. Okay, that's a little bit peculiar. So we have a lot of peculiarities in the Rambam. Let's continue. The Gemara says, Boi Rava, or something like that. Hey, Lech Manu Kadashin Yimlach. She gives the guy money. And Imekudesh Kim. Amar Zutra, take her apart. Imekudesh, as it works. Amar Yavashin, or Zutra. MK, how does it work? That's ridiculous. MK, Havali Nuchashu Yishlach Christ, taking Nuchashu Yishlach Christ. But in the Imkhatan, Nuchashu Yishlach Christ, taking Nuchashu Yishlach Christ, the Kesu Shtar Bechazaka. Do you have a question?
I was done the previous thing. Just clarify why, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't work in the case of the Rid.
Because according to the Rambam, the point is he's given her a no by being Makabel. In the case of the Rid, the Chasson was Makabel. The stranger was Makabel.
He was Makabel with the Kedushin, which enabled the stranger to keep the money, which gave her...
Okay, so I said... that's why I said maybe. But that might not be a direct enough connection to the Hanah to count. Okay, now... So what is the objection? The objection is, hold on, you're saying she gives him a ring and she's machna herself to him. What do you mean? That's a person being machna agav of a metaltalin. Really, it's that metaltalin are named the agav of karka. So it's the wrong direction. Here we get into a famous machlok Rashi and Tosos, which we're not going to discuss now, but it's just worth pointing out. The, certain things count as karka. What counts as karka? What counts as karka? What is movable but counts as karka? Okay, an eved. Is it an eved or a human? Is it an Eved is like Karka or a human is like Karka? Now, usually, Dinim Amos, we only deal with Avadim. But what about a Ben Horin? So Rashir says, it's not an Eved that's like Karka. It's a person that's like Karka. And therefore, the woman in Kiddushin is like Karka. And that's what we're saying. How can a woman like Karka go with the ring? Adrabba, a ring goes with Karka. So Rashi assumes Eved Hukash Lakarkos, but Lav Davka Eved Hukash Lakarkos. By the way, it's not just, there's many nafkaminas of these. I mean, we have to get into many. There are many cases in Imamunas where we have people like, what about employees who promise employment and other labor contracts? What about hezek to people and then you want to swear on it? You know, there could be, so Rashi sounds like, and I know what Aaron said what he said, but Rashi says, Adam Hukish Lakarkos. And you're right, the pasuk is about Eved. Rashi assumes Lav Davka, the Hikitensi example is Eved, but Adam Hukish Lakarkos, right? And if it had been that, you know, think about it. If it had been that, you know, a calf was Hukish Lakarkos, would we say calves or would we say animals? We'd say animals. That was just an example. So Rashi is Adam Hukish Lakarkos, and then the Gemara makes sense kipshuto. How can you say a person goes along with a metaltalin, agrav? Only metaltalin goes along with a person through agrav, not the other way around. Tosa says, number one, an adam is not hukas lakarkos, only eved is hukas lakarkos. Number two, even eved, when it comes to the king and agrav, is not hukas in the Gemara there. So Tosa says, the Gemara is lav davka. It didn't literally mean that a person is like character for king and agrav. It just meant, this is not the way king and agrav works. The way king and agrav works, metaltalin goes with karka. Not something goes with metaltalin. Okay, so is it, you know, this is a side point in the Gemara, right? Says Rashi, Adam, it's just a famous, this machlok is important in many sugyas throughout Shas. We're just not going to go through them now. Adam, Hukash, Lekarka, and therefore, what's our case? Our case is Haknaas, Karka, Agav, Metaltalin, and that is Rav Ashi's objection. How can you give Karka, Agav, Metaltalin? Tosa says, no, only an Eved is Hukash Lakarka, not an Adam. And therefore, our Gemara didn't literally mean, and therefore he says, our Gemara is Lav Davka. What it really meant is, it's Haknaas, Metaltalin. Agav Metaltalin. An other was not an Eved, it's really like Metaltalin. It just meant you can't do Agav Metaltalin to Metaltalin. They just made a flowery lushel to make it sound like it's Karka Agav Metaltalin, but the Horan's really not Karka. Okay, that's a side point. Answer is Mar Zotra. I'm really Nisar, I'm really Agav. Who's talking about who? You think she said Agav? She said Agav? Hachmanim Choshim Askin is Ayanadim Makal Matan, Me Gomer Makin Nafshi. This is Adam Choshev, and Adam Choshev, the Hanavah, he accepted the Matana from her. After all, right, we know, right? If I would give Matana to a rock star and he would accept it, that would be a big Hanavah for me. Even if I had to pay for it, it's still worth it. Right? Anyone would. Anyone out there, I mean, maybe not us, but, you know, any American teenager or whatever out there would clearly pay $20 to buy a hat and pay you another $10 to get the rock star to take the hat from him. Right? That's a Hanukkah. And even nowadays, so fine, we don't have rock stars, but, you know, I'm sure there's some place somewhere where they have bidding wars, and a guy probably pays $1,000 to, like, you know, buy, like, you know, Ramadan or something.
Maftuyon.
Well, Maftuyon is, you're not giving to, to give buy Maftuyon for the rough. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember in Taka, in my parents' old shul, they used to bid who could buy Chasen Torah for the rough. Why? Because it's, I mean, that's not really fair, because that was also just charitable. It was also a donation, but the point is, no, it's worth money for the rough to accept a present from me. Because, you know, he's our rock star, except for the fact that what he does is important. But otherwise, he's like a rock star to us. Now, says the Gemara. Okay, Seder. Says the Gemara, Ibn Arishin Rabbi Chilin Ramona. These rules apply to Mammon also. These rules also apply to Mammon. Utricha, we need to tell you by Mammon and by. And Ishus, the Deishrin Kedushin Shadai, it's a Nichol Macholum, Kedush Lash, Nevar Shalash, Tomeis, Don't Meis, Ma'arvel, Mammon, Emelo. Because by Kedushin, it's easier to do Kedushin. We would have thought the standards are lower by Kedushin. So a woman's really happy to marry anyone, so she would take a lower standard of Kedushin. And therefore, we need to tell you Mammon. If it's a mammon, then I thought, no, it works by mammon, because mammon is given to mechila, meaning that's just a matter of dollars and cents. You could be more flexible about it, but kiddush, you have a ritual ceremony that you need to fulfill. Baruch HaBitchak Tana, so you might have thought that it wouldn't work by kiddush. You can't be mochel in a ceremony of kiddush, right? You can't be mochel kiddush. No, you have to do it the ritual way. So kamash for them that it works. Okay, now. What does v'cheinu inyan mamona mean? What parts of this are v'cheinu inyan mamona? So here we have three potential shitas. V'chein l'inyan mamona. What does Rashi say? Remember we have four cases. Arev, Evet Knani, Pinshneim, Adam Chashev. According to Rashi, which numbers are v'cheinu inyan mamona? Out of those four?
One, two, three.
Right? Says, Shita A is Rashi. He says, 1, 2, 3. But not Adam Chashev. But not Adam Chashev. Why not Adam Chashev? Why wouldn't that work for Mamona? Why not Adam Chashev? Why not Adam Chashev? Why wouldn't that work for Mamona? Again, you're a rock star, and I want to sell you a house. So I say, take my hat. With the hanav you give me by accepting my hat, I'm offering you the house. Why can't that work, b'dini mamonos?
Doesn't make sense.
Why not?
You don't hold that.
You're giving me hanav, and I'm getting. Then that's a kenyan.
Maybe
hanav. If you can be kona kedusha through hanav, why can't you be kona mamon through hanav?
Maybe one.
What?
One hanav versus two hanav.
So there are two hasbirim in Rashi. There are two potential Hasbirim in Rashi. One is the Ramban and the Ran. The Ran actually has... one is the Ramban, and the other is... who did I put again? The Ritva? Fine.
Yeah.
And the Ran. Says, why not four? Why not four? So says the Ritva, because four... only works if there is a double hana. What's the double hana? The Adam Chashev accepting a present from her and marrying her. Well, that's a big hana. Not only the Adam Chashev accepting a present, she's also married to an Adam Chashev. That's a big hana. But in Dini Mamanos, the Adam Chashev accepting my present and engaging in a business transaction with me. That's not a big enough hana, because Adam Chashev would engage in a business transaction with anyone. That's just business. Okay, so they say, now notice, it's not that the principle is different. It's just that the Heichi Tipsi is not as big a hana, right? For a Kiddushin, it's a double hana. For a Dini Mamanos, it's a single hana. And a double hana is big enough. A single hana is not big enough. The Ran reads Rashi a little differently. How does the Ran read Rashi? Then why didn't Rashi say, case of Adam Chashev? He gives a very technical explanation. Why didn't Rashi Adam Chashev? I think the Ran said it.
Nope.
What?
No,
exactly. Says, really, it does apply to Adam Chashev. Really, Adam Chashev also works by Dini Mamanos. Just Rava wouldn't have said it. Why wouldn't Rava have said it? Because Rava never said Adam Chashev by Ishus either. He just said a question, right? So you can't say V'chein on an Ibaya. I have an Ibaya. V'chein. You'll say V'chein on a Maskara, not on an Ibaya. Says the Rans. Sorry, I have a different Ran at home. Bechein le'inyan mamona takas of Rashi ulufim l'pirish koyin amehelech mona v'tikin l'chsalei v'adam chashav. Shouldn't the kedushin go fine? It's because sakulei l'rabba. Well, if she delay, maybe can heichin leivol bechein le'inyan mamona. Will be done. Mashu d'vadei nami le'inyan mamona bechein dasu reinu chananel. So says the Ran that really four Adam Chashav would also work by Mamonos. The Rashi didn't really mean to exclude it. Really, Adam Chashav also works by Dini Mamonos. Just Rama couldn't have said it. Because Rama never knew this Din by Ishus. How could he have said it by Mamonos? Just Rava couldn't have said it. But really, it does work. In which case, the Ran is turning Rashi into Shita B. Who's Shita B? The Rabbeinu Hanano. In the Ran, the Ritva quotes, I believe, from the Gaonim. Gaonim. Ritva. They say all four cases. Chayne Nimimona, Shita Kamashmo, all the cases are Chayne Nimimona. Shita Kamashmo, all cases are Chayne Nimimona. Right, and the Ran says, really, Rashi admits to that according to us. He just doesn't think Rava said it, but he admits that we would say it. So far we have two shitas. Rashi Lufi, the Ritva, says, only the first two cases work for Mama, not the fourth. Why? Because the fourth one, by Mama, is not a big enough Hana. Only by Ishut is a big enough Hana. And then the Gaonim and the Rach, and Ran says, Rashi really admit this. Maskana Sasuya, according to Mar Zotra, and the Ritva say, no, all four cases of Chenin and Mama across the board. The only funny shita left is the Rambam. The Rambam never really brings down the Chayim in Mamona directly. What's the only case where he says something parallel by Mamona?
Arev.
In Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph Lachavav, he says, if I say to you, here's a pruta, or rather, if I say to you, give a pruta to Plomi, and I'll be machnu my son, then that works to be Din Arev. He only brought down the Chayim in Mamona by Din Arev. Now, the question becomes, why did he only bring it down Midin Arif? Like, why only Midin Arif? Why not Adam Chashev? Why not Ibn Kanani? Why not Din Shneihem? Adam Chashev, you could always pull the Ritva Svara. Why not Din Shneihem? Why not Din Ibn Kanani? Well, Din Shneihem, you could always say falls with Ibn Kanani. Why not Din Ibn Kanani? So, now, just to be fair, it's maybe slightly possible that the Rambam might not even have had the Gersa of B'chein Lini Mamona. Why do I say he might not have had the Gersa of B'chein Lini Mamona? Because who else didn't write B'chein Lini Mamona? The Rif didn't write B'chein Lini Mamona. Now, in my Rif, it's in parentheses, but all the Rishonim say it wasn't in their Rif, so clearly, like, you know, some printer decided to stick it in, you know, like the famous, right, famous joke about, you know, the in Europe, someone
maybe
trying to put out a Yiddish edition of Shakespeare, right, translated and improved. So the printer decided to fix up the Rif, and, you know, so the Rif left out B'chein Lini Mamona. Yeah. Of course, that could just be because he wasn't getting into it here.
Maybe he had the gears, he just didn't pass him by.
Okay, maybe. So, first of all, the Rambam. Let's look at the Rambam. Why did the Rambam only bring down Din Arif? So, why did the Rambam only bring down Din Arif and not bring down everything? Why didn't he bring down all these four cases by Mamona? Right? Why didn't he bring down all these four cases by Mamona? So, says the Rambam, only brought down Din Arif. So here, when I say why, I always mean two things by why, right? When you're learning, why always means two things. Number one, textually, how does he fit that into the Gemara? Number two, conceptually, why does it make sense to him? Okay, we're responsible for answering both questions, although perhaps we are more interested even in the second question sometimes. Now, the bidochak maybe. Bidochak maybe you could... what's shot in the Rambam? Bidochak maybe you could turn the Rambam and say he didn't really mean it. He really meant all of them. Or at least like Rashi, the first three. Why? Because he brings down Arif, and he never brings down Din Ebed Kanani, but he does say in Kinyan Sudar that the Edom are allowed to give their Sudar. So if the Edom are allowed to give their Sudar, then he's implying Din Ebed Kanani. And if he says Arif and Eri Kanani, maybe he doesn't have to say Shneihem. Okay, so you can get him to be Rashi if you really want. You can get him to be Rashi. But the Pasha Pshat is that, no, he's a new Shita. He only has Arif. So, you know, if you want, unless you say he's like Rashi. Unless you say he's Rashi, let me review. How can you say he's Rashi? Because you say he brings out Arif, and you say he does mention that the Eden give their Sudar, and therefore he's brought that Nebuchadnezzar. And you don't bring out Shnei if you bring in Ari Nebuchadnezzar, and then he's like Rashi is 3 out of 4. So Bedochik, you can say that. But if we take the Ram Kipshuto, he's only did Arif. Why? So there are two levels of why. One level of why is, what does he do with our Gemara? Like, why discriminate in our Gemara? Our Gemara says v'chein li in Mamona. It doesn't say v'chein li in Mamona only about Arif.
Also, it's positioned after the four.
And it's positioned after all of them, correct? Now, if you want to say only the first three, because it's Rabbah talking, Rabbah didn't say the fourth, it's mostly at least, right? So what does the Rambam do with our Gemara? So I think you can have one of two answers. Either, so, how do you defend the Rambam against our Gemara? So, I'm not going to put this on the board, but you give one of two answers. Either he didn't have the Gersa of Chaylin and Mamona, and you base it on the fact that the Rif didn't write it, but that's weak, because A, just because the Rif didn't write it didn't mean he doesn't have the Gersa. Sometimes he skips things that he thinks are not relevant. Although, you'd think Mom would be relevant. Okay. But also, the Gaonim and the Rach had the Gersa, so... But maybe, even though the owner of the Rach had the Gersa, and the later we showed him had the Gersa, maybe the Rif didn't and the Rambam didn't. So maybe the Rambam didn't have the Gersa. If he didn't have the Gersa, V'chein L'ni Ramona, why did he even write it by Arif? That's easy, because...
Din Arif.
But how do you know Din Arif works for buying Karka? It's a separate Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Gimel that Rava says that if I say give money to Plony, I'll sell you my land, that works between Arif and Karka. So maybe he didn't have his gears at all. He was bringing down the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That's one answer. Or answer number two is, he did have the gears in our Gemara, but he interpreted our Gemara based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Rava says then Arif by Mamon. Our Gemara says V'chinlin in Mamona. Maybe the Rambam assumed it was the same Rava in both sugyas. When our Gemara says Rava applied it to Mamon, it means the same statement as in Avodah Zarah when he applied Din Arif to Mamon. How did he know our Gemara was speaking specifically about Din Arif? Because he combined our Gemara with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah he says Din Arif works for Mamon. In our Gemara he says V'chein for Mamon. Maybe it's the same thing being quoted, and therefore our Gemara also means Din Arif. So, I have two ways the Rambam can fit into our Gemara. Either he didn't have the Gersa and was merely quoting the Avodah Zarah, or he did have the Gersa but interpreted the Gersa based on the sugya of Avodah Zarah, which is that Arif is v'chein l'ni Mamona. Meaning, he could have taken two Gemaras. Our Gemara says v'chein l'ni Mamona. Coincidentally, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Arif works for Mamon. What, two different statements of Rava? No, the same statement of Rava quoted in two places. So, that doesn't bother me. Either he didn't have the Gersa, or he interpreted based on Avodah Zarah. Yes?
You can probably see that same answer for the Rif, and that also explains why the Rif doesn't bring it down.
Correct, and that could explain the Rif. If the Rif interpreted our Gemara based on Avodah Zarah, then there's no need to quote our Gemara, because he already covered in Avodah Zarah much more clearly and directly. Absolutely. Now, but how about the conceptual Svara? The conceptual Svara is also strange. The Rambam, right, says something very strange. He doesn't apply everything to Mamon. Like, why shouldn't he apply everything to Mamon? Forget how he deals with our sugya. After all, where did all these halachas come from? At least the first three. Did they come from Ishus? They came from Mamon, Arif and Eved Kanani. So if they came from Mamon, why wouldn't they apply to Mamon, right? V'chein le'ni Mamona. Why?
Eved Kanani is not exactly Mamon.
Ah, that's the Ran says. Why don't Eved Kanani and Din Shnehem apply to Mamon, especially if they come from Mamon? right? Why don't they apply to Mammon, especially if they come from Mammon? And granted, he could get out of her Gemara, but what's the Svara? Right? What's the Svara? So, how do we deal? Basically, the Rambam has a clear pattern in our sugya. Nothing makes sense. Arev, he says something that makes sense, but it doesn't match what he says. Din Arev doesn't match what he says, but Arev. Din Evi Kanani is not parallel to Evi Kanani. Din Shneihem is not parallel to Shneihem. And Vechein Lini Mamona, he leaves out. He erases. Right? So what's shot in the Rambam? So, we have three choices in interpreting the Rambam here. One choice in interpreting the Rambam is to deny that he ever said anything strange. It was all lav davki. He didn't mean anything. Right? We don't like that way of interpreting the Rambam. I don't mean because our Yetzer Hara tells us to have fun. I mean because, like, how many times in, like, one paragraph can the Rambam say something and he doesn't mean it exactly b'davka? Once, efshar, but, you know, it's just at a certain point it's not mistaken. He said so many strange things and they were all didn't really mean anything by. Like, it's just, it's not mistaken. How many coincidences could there be? You never know, but it's not mistaken. It's not mistaken. There are four coincidences. But if you want the two, take one derech and say, deny that there is anything strange. How do you deny there's anything strange or new? All right, deny there's anything strange. Number one, you could take for here the Machne Ephraim. Remember the Machne Ephraim says, the Rambam learned the Hana here from the side problem of Asmachta in Arev. He really is just learning from Arev. He's just learning from the side problem of Arev. Right? The Machne Ephraim that he learned from the side problem of Arev, which is, in the Sugya of Arev, they said, how do you get out of Asmachta through Hanah? So we learned from that part. The Din Ebeknani, that it's a bit of a, that it's a bit of a mismatch. Just say, he really meant, like the Ritva. No, he really didn't mean the Hanah, he really didn't mean the Hanah that I caused you. He really meant, parallel to Evi Kanani, that with the Nesina of that guy. Hanah, both William is the Nesina of that guy. Or you could say, he wasn't saying it works like Evi Kanani. He was just learning from a side point of Evi Kanani. It really works different from Evi Kanani. But we might have had a Havmin, you need a Chisaron, so he just learns a side point. Either he meant like the Ritva, or he just learned a side point from Evid Kanani. Meaning, the Gemara never says it works because of Evid Kanani. Maybe we just learned a side point from Evid Kanani, like by Arev. What was the side point we learned from Evid Kanani? That you don't need Chisaron. But it works in a different way. This works through Hana, and that works through Kesef. Right? That you don't need Chisaron. So basically what we're saying is, the Rambam could say, I'm not saying anything strange or new. I'm just reading our Gemara. But you should know, everything our Gemara is Midin Hanah, even though Evi Kanani is not Midin Hanah, Arev is not Midin Hanah, that's okay. The Gemara didn't mean to say it works the same way. Just means to say we can learn something from it. From Arev, how to solve the side problem, Asmach, we learned this is called Hanah, so it's called Hanah. From Evi Kanani, we learned that you don't need Chisaron to be Kona. Over here also, you don't need Chisaron to be Kona. You're Kona in a different way, you just don't need Chisaron. How about Din Shneihem? How does Din Shneihem work? That you could just say that he's really, his Lashon is Lav Davka, and he really meant he really meant me Din Shneihem, and also say the order is Lav Davka. Okay, the Lashon is Lav Davka. You really meant me Din Shneihem, and the order is also Lav Davka. Okay, it's a little tricky, but Efshar. And what about Bechein Lini and Mamona? You could say that, no, he really meant, like Rashi, that Bechein Lini and Mamona applies to everything. Bein Ari, Bein Evi Kanani, Bein Din Shneihem. He's just all, and he did mention in Hilchos Kinyan Surah the Eden of their Sudar, so he was Yotze. Right? And he was Yotze. He was Yotze by mentioning Nesinas Sudar Ha'eden. Right? Since he said the Eden of the Kinyan Sudar, his brother didn't have a Kanani. Okay, but obviously it's not satisfactory. Obviously, it seems to be there's a pattern in the Rambam. And the pattern in the Rambam is that there's something unique about Kiddushin. What's unique about Kiddushin? In one four-letter word. I don't mean a dirty word. I just mean a four-letter word. Hana'ah. Kiddushin is different. Hana'ah. What is the mucker that Kiddushin is different because of Hana'ah? What sugya is the mucker that Kiddushin is different because of Hana'ah? Not our sugya. Our sugya just says, we did this, we did that. What's his mucker in our parrot that Kiddushin is different and special rule of Hanah? Batonos Lahatza works for everything and not for Kiddushin. Right? And, right, what's his mucker that the reason Batonos Lahatza works is has something to do with her getting the proper Hanah? Because the Gemara compares Batonos Lahatza to. And by Chalipin it says, she's not makdiha nafsha with less than a pruta. Right? And it seems to imply Hanah. So basically, from Matanam and Aslahachsir, together with Chalipin, the Rambam learned this yisod of Hanah. Right? So the second derech is that no, Kiddushin has a unique din of Hanah. And that's why he always writes something different here. That's why, you know, that's why Arev Mamish is not Midin Hana, is not Hana, but Din Arev B'Kiddushin is through Hana, right? Because Kiddushin is different. And that's why, same thing, Eved Kanani Mamish is not Hana. But din eved kanani b'kiddushin is through hanah, and that's why din shnehem. What does he do with din shnehem? He doesn't say, "Let me just combine din shnehem and say, well, the nisino is a nisino on my behalf, the kabbalah is kabbalah on your behalf." He has to turn it into he has to a literal din shnehem is midin. Nesina, or a literal midin shnehem is not mitam hana. What would a literal midin shnehem mean? That would be the Rashba. I am giving money to him on his behalf to be mekadesh you. Why did the Rambam turn it into the Chassan's Mekabel and gives her Hana'ah? But, Din Shnehem B'Kiddushin, he turns into Hana'ah. Now, let's just review what we've said, right? This is what all the Achronim say. The Avdei Miluim already said this. You don't need to go to the 20th century Achronim. The Avdei Miluim already pointed out, and it's all the basis is Matana al menas lahachzir. That's the key to everything. Why does matana lahachzir work for everything, not for kiddushin? The answer is because everything just depends on a sinas kesef, a formal sinas kesef. But kiddushin, she needs to get hana for kiddushin. Kiddushin is different. It's a function of hana. We'll explain how different in a second.
Does she need hana? Does she need kesef? Shalana?
Give me a second. That's the ninth time I'm saying it. By 11 o'clock, I'll answer that question. By when I declare it to be 11 o'clock. By the chalos 11 o'clock, not necessarily the metzias 11 o'clock. I will answer that question. No. The Kiddushin is unique because in all dini mamonis, it's enough that you have a formal nesinas mamon. In Kiddushin, it's not enough to have a formal nesinas mamon. In Kiddushin, he needs the mahaneher. Why? He needs me mahaneher because Kiddushin is different. Either Kiddushin is different just because in order for her to take it, either Kedushin is different in like a, it's slightly different. In order for her to be serious enough to be Makdeh Nafsha, she has to be much more invested in regular business. And therefore, if she's not Nene, she's not serious enough about it. Or you could say Kedushin is very fundamentally different. Since we're not dealing with buying and selling in Kinyanim, we're dealing with relationship here. Buying and selling is about money, and relationships are about hana, are about people giving each other hana. That's what a marriage relationship is based on, and therefore it has to start with hana. Okay, and that explains everything. Maybe an Ariv and Chayv through Amira, but over here, did Ariv works through hana. Maybe Eved Kenani is because his Nesina counts. He's giving a Nesina b'shlichuso. The Rambam seems to hold that, like the Shita, that Eved Kenani works through shlichus. Right? The Rambam himself actually says it's midin shlichus. Rambam himself, I should have mentioned this, is very clear Eved Kenani is in shlichus, like Rashi's side, not the Ritvas. Right? It's midin shlichus. Which makes it hard to answer these like the Ritva. Okay, but that's fine, but over here it's about Hana, so I redefine it. I say, no, it's the Hana that I cause you to get. And Din Shneim, who knows what you could put together Din Shneim to be, but we don't care what you technically put it together to be. We care, did he give her Hana or not? And the answer is, by accepting a present she told someone to give him, and she told him to accept, he's giving her Hana. Even though he's not Chashev, so it didn't cost her anything. And Adam Chashev is also Hana. And now, here we have I'm going to need you to clear me some room on the board when you get a chance, Pesky. But now we have a. Now we can also explain, perhaps, here it gets a little tricky. Why there's. Okay, let's come back to that in a second. Now here's the only problem. What I just said is that Kiddushin depends on Hana, while Mumnus depends on Kesef. Kiddushin has nothing to do with Mumnus. I made Kiddushin to be a different realm entirely. Right? According to this, according to what I just said, right, it would make perfect sense why we don't say V'chein Le'inyan Mamona. Why don't we say V'chein Le'inyan Mamona? So, the Ran said, why did the Ran say we don't say V'chein L'inyan Mamona by Eved Kenani? Why did the Ran say? Because only Lala Me'isha. Lala Me'eved. Eved Kenani is not a Svar. It's only learned through Gzirah Shava, because Gittin says La, and Gittin is compared to Kedushin, and Gittin is compared to Eved, so we only learn from Eved Kenani to Isha. And if we can't learn Eved Kenani, we can't learn Din Shnehem. Right? So, the Ran says, because Eved Kenani can only be learned from Eved. Why? Because Eved and Isha have this Isser aspect, as opposed to regular Din Mamonis. That's a special Din in Kinyone Isser. Okay, let me come back to the Ron's. Let me come back to the Ron's shot in a second. One second. Here we could say very, very Pashut. Why don't we say Bechinling of Mona? Pashut. Because Mamona depends on Kesef, and Kiddushin depends on Hana. And if the Rambam just got back to reinterpreting all these things to be about Hana and not Kesef, of course it didn't work by Mamon. Oh, why didn't Ari work by Mamon? That's based on a different Gemara that apparently didn't Ari can count as Kesef. And maybe that's because Mechilas Milva works by Mamon. Right? So now the Rambam makes perfect sense. Whose pshat is this? This is the Or Sameach's pshat. The Or Sameach says, Kiddushin is different than Mamon, Bein L'chomer, Bein L'kula. What works by one doesn't work by the other. What works by the other doesn't work by one, because Kiddushin is Midin Hana, and Mamonus is Midin Kesef. What's the Grizz's objection, Joel?
I don't have an answer
to that. Fire. Sheretzisa, Loretzisi. Sheretzisa, Loretzisa. Okay. Bein Yonah Diyama. The Grizz says, hold on a second. The Grizz says, hold on a second. This sounds like a great fart. That's really what the Ur Sameach says. The Ur Sameach says, Bein l'chumer, bein l'kula, Kiddusha needs Hanah, but doesn't need formal Sinas Kesef. Mamnus needs formal Sinas Kesef, but not Hanah. The Gris says, hold on a second. What are you talking about that Kiddushin and Mamnus are east is east and west, and never the twain shall meet? Our Gemara learns Kiddushin from? From Eber and Kanani of Mamnus. Right? We learn Kiddushin from Mamnos. Not only that, the Gemara at the end says, V'chein le'ni Mamona, says, what's the Havmin? The Havmin is just Mechila, the Havmin is just Tal Mesif Tandu. You know, he says, it's clear in our Gemara that we're unifying Kiddushin and Mamnos. So, says the Griz, Says the Griz, what do you need in Kiddushin? You need Kesef Shalana. You need Kesef and Ahana. Says Kiddushin needs Kesef and Hana. Kiddushin needs Kesef and Hana. And therefore, what's going on in the Rambam? Why is the Rambam changing everything here? The Rambam is saying that obviously the Kesef is achieved via Din Arev, Din Eved Kenani, Din Shnehem, but he has to explain where the Hana is present. Meaning, Kinyan Kedusha regards all the Kesef like Stei Ephron, plus Hana, in order to make her serious enough to engage in this life-altering commitment. Okay, you need Kesef plus Hana. If you need Kesef plus Hana, then the Rambam's saying, you all know the Gemara. That as far as the Kesef, it's Din Arev, it's Din Eved Kenani, it's Din Shnehem, and it will work out. I just have to fill in where the Hana is also, this other Tanaim Hana. And I'm telling you the other Tanaim Hana, and what we say about Pechein Lenin Mamona, he would say that the Rambam really meant like Rashi. He really meant like Rashi, that's what he says. He was Yotzei by talking about the King and Suitor of the Edom. Of course the Rambam thinks it works in Dini Mamonos. Just in Dini Monos, it's so obvious he doesn't have to say it, because he doesn't have to find the Hana. Really meant like Rashi. It obviously works in Dini Monos. The Chiddush is just Kiddushin. The Chiddush is Kiddushin. Why? Because Kiddushin requires Kesef Shalana, which requires Kesef, which also has Hana. So here we have two totally different ways of reading the Rambam. One way of reading the Rambam is that, right, what are the two totally ways of reading the Rambam? Right, the yesod of the Shitas HaRambam be Matana Al-Menas Lahachzir Din Arev Din Eved Kenani Din Shnehem and Adam Chashav. There are two ways to read that yesod. Says the Griz, it's what he calls Kesef Shel Hana. You need a regular Kenyan Kesef plus also Hana. And the Rambam in our halachas is only focusing on the also. And Hilchas Ishus Perikei Halach of Aleph Tchav Beis focuses on the also. However, the person writing to the Griz, we don't know who the person writing to the Griz was, right? Maybe it was the Rav, maybe it was not, who knows. There's a Masorah that some of the letters were from the Rav, or to the Rav, but I don't think there's a Masorah about this one. But
it really can't be there, because the Rav and Rav Shechter's notes are out.
Yeah, but the Rav changed his mind all the time, so that's
the Rav. But the Rav and Rav Shechter's notes, though, held that that even Mammon needs Hanoah. It's just that there's Mechila.
Oh, right, good. I forgot you pointed to you. But the Kolsim and the Grizz, to the Grizz and the Ursamath say, no, it is totally different. You don't need formal Nesinas Kesef, just Hana, and therefore, Perikela Chaval Chabez are telling you the whole story. Hilchas Ishus, Perikhei Halachav Aleph Techav Beis, is the whole story. Now, clearly, there's a nafgamina. Nafgamina is, what about, right, what's a nafgamina? Din Shnehem and Adam Chashav Bidine Mamanus. Would it work or not? According to the Grizz, whatever works at Ishus works in Dini Mamanos, right? Because Dini Mamanos just has high Ishus, just has higher standards than Ishus. So he would say it's Kana. Ishus only has higher standards than Mamanos. Whatever works for Ishus for sure works for Mamanos. If it has Kinas Kesef and Hanoi, for sure it's Kinas Kesef. So Dini Shneim has a Kinas Kesef. How many Dini Shneim? Adam Chashav has a Kinas Kesef. How does it have a Kinas Kesef? Either this Hanoah counts as Kesef, which trivializes the discussion a bit, or Midin Shneim. Adam Chashav knows more than Midin Shneim. That's what the Baha'i implies. But the Or Sameach is Mefurish. No! Adam Chashav only works by Kiddushin and not by Dini Mamonos, because it's Hanoah, but there's no Messina's Kesef. What do you mean? She gave him. He didn't give her money. Din Shneim only works, which is not, only works by Ishus, and not by Dini Mamonos, because I never gave you the money. Adraba, your friend gave me the money. But I did give you Hanoah Kabbalah. Basically, Hanoah's Kabbalah, that's not going to work. That's Hanoah, but it's Kabbalah, it's not Messina's Kesef. That's not going to work by Dini Mamonos. Right? Because there's only Hanas Kabbalah's Kesef, not Nesina's Kesef. Now, these are two fundamentally different ways to read this Rambam, and give me a second. Two fundamentally different ways to read the Rambam. Is the Rambam saying there's an additional requirement by Kiddushin, or the Kiddushin is a totally different ballgame? I mean, this might affect the whole question. To what extent, Kichah can stay Ephron, is this belonging in the realm of Kinyanin? Maybe say it's a Kinyan with an additional requirement, it accomplishes more, or it's a different ballgame, it's a relationship, not a Kinyan. Right? Who's right? Here's the problem.
Where do you learn Hanoah from? Where's the pasuk for Hanoah?
What?
According to the Or Sameach, where's the pasuk for Hanoah?
You have to say it's a Svara.
A Svara to make...
Yes! Ki Yigach, we learn from Stei Ephron, there's some Messina, but obviously, don't we know about the Hasra? When it comes to fields, you have to give Kesef. That's what Shaykh for fields. When it comes to a wife, you have to give Hanoah. That's what Shaykh to a wife.
The Gemara said Kesef Minalim.
The Gemara says Kesef Minalim, but what it meant was Kesef, but that each type of Kesef in each context, in one context means formal money, in another context means to be Mahana someone. Or you could even say it's Kesef Shalana. This Kesef Shalana means Kesef plus Hana. This Kesef Shalana means a totally different kind of Kesef, which is really Hana. Now, let me ask you, who's more Pashup Shah in the Rambam? The Or Sameach or the Grizz? That the Rambam requires Kesef, we did Oregon, Kanani, and Shneyam plus Hana, but he's only mentioning the Hana here, and that's why he puts it in the opposite order. Or the Or Sameach, that the Rambam only cares about Hana and Kiddushin, and that's why he just mentions Hana. The Or Sameach is better Shah in the Rambam, right? This is better pshat than the Rambam.
The Grizz was stupid?
The Grizz is better pshat in
the Chumash.
No, in the Gemara. Chumash, we're not religious. Gemara. The Grizz is better pshat because the Gemara says it's learned from Arev and Kanani, which are Mamon. And the Gemara says, okay, you can get out of that. The Gemara says, what's the problem? The problem is, according to the Grizz, it's Mefurash in the Gemara that Kiddushin is learned from Dine Mamanos. It's Mefurash in the Gemara Kiddushin is learned from Dine Mamanos. Just like there are in Evid Kanani, so too here by Kiddushin. So isn't that, the Greek says,
What does our Gemara say? It's mefurish we learn from Din Argon Eved Kanani that there's a sinas kesef. Then the Rambam also answers up where there's hana. But obviously there's a common denominator. The Gemara learns one from the other. Here, this is difficult. In the Gemara, if it's a totally different geder, how can we learn from Arev and Eved Kanani? If Kiddush is totally, Kiddush is about Hadah, about how you feel, how you feel good, make someone feel good. Dini Mammon is about money. So how can you learn Kiddush from Arev and Eved Kanani? It's two totally different gedarim. So that's the problem, right? That I think the Yerushalmi has a better, more pashim shot than the Rambam, but clearly the Grizz is more pashim shot than the Gemara, and that's what he says. He says, I hear him shot in the Rambam, but it can't be because of the Gemara. So how would the Yerushalmi have explained the Gemara? So I think you'd have two answers. Either, number one, the Gemara's comparisons were very loose. The Gemara doesn't really mean that this is similar to Dini Mamonos. It just meant we see from Arev that it's not so important that someone physically receive. We see from Kanani it's not so important someone physically give, and that was said in the context of Nisinis Kesef, but we can also see that in the context of Hanah. We see from Arev that you can receive indirectly. You can receive Kesef indirectly or Hanah indirectly. We see from Eved Kanani that you can give indirectly. You can give the Kesef indirectly, you can give Hanah indirectly. Or you could say, this is a little radical, what Rav Gustman says in the Kunsh Seh Shira on page 110, he says, really, we don't need to learn from Arev and Eved Kanani. Rava needed to learn from Arev and Eved Kanani. Why? Because he didn't know the din of Adam Chashev. He didn't know that just Hana'ah was enough to create Kiddushin. He didn't know Kiddushin was a totally different gender of Hana'ah. He was still working within the realm of Nisinas Kesef. Therefore, he learned from Arev and Eved Kanani. What did he say? He says, we can learn from Arev and Eved Kanani in the realm of Nisinas Kesef. Whether we can leave the realm of Nisinas Kesef and just go to pure Hana'ah, that I'm not sure. If she gave him the money, he was Chashev. And he didn't give her any Kesef. He just gave her Hana'ah. Would that be good enough? I'm a suffolk about that. So Rava learned from Arev and Eved Kanani because he didn't know the din of Adam Chashev. But we all, like Marzutra, we know the din of Adam Chashev. We know that even if she gives him the Kesef, but he gives her the Hana'ah, that's good enough. Why? Because who cares about Nisinas Kesef? That's for Mamon. Kiddushin is about Hana'ah. This is a relationship. This is not business. And once Bar Zotra teaches us Adam Chashev, we don't need Arev and Eved Kanani anymore. That's why the Rambam says Din Arev in Hilchos Mechira, but doesn't say Din Arev by Kiddushin. That was all in the Havmina before we knew Adam Chashev. This is a radical read of the Kunsh Seh Shiurim, but it might be pshat in the Ur Sameach, that in the end we don't need Arev and Eved Kanani. Or it's just like a remez bi'alma. It's not like a real, it's not really the same principle. Because once we know from Adam Chashev, think about Adam Chashev. She gives him a ring. He's giving her Kesef? No, she's giving him Kesef. But he's giving her Hana'ah. So that shows that you don't need Kesef, you only need Hana'ah. And once we have that, that changes when you present. Everything in the Rambam was based on that maskana in the Gemara. The Rambam, Atanam Alas Lahasr, and Adam Chashev together, and came up with a new derech. Okay, we went a little over, I apologize. And we didn't really get started this year. This is just a shlomos from last time. So we'll take a quick break for a bathroom and then... But we've seen that the Rambam clearly is changing everything from our Gemara. And you want to say he's really not as too dachuk. That was an experiment, but I wouldn't really go with that. But how radically is he changing? Says the Grizz, oh, he's taking everything in our Gemara and really became the new Mamona. Everything's the same as Mamona. It's Din Eved Kanani and Din Arev. He's just adding a new requirement of Hana'ah. That's what, and in these halachas, you're only discussing the new requirement, not the basic Din, because that's too obvious. Or the Yerushalmi says radically, no, he understands the last line there of Adam Chashev. When you get to Adam Chashev, you see Nisinas Kesef is not really the point of Kiddushin. Really, Hana'ah is the point of Kiddushin. Kiddushin is a totally different ballgame from regular Pinyanim. And maybe you don't even need Arev and Eved Kanani anymore. Which is why he doesn't say Arev and Eved Kanani. Really, Kiddush is purely a matter of Hana'ah. Dini Mamonos is a matter of Nisinas Kesef. And East is East and West is West. And never the twain shall meet. And that's why the Rambam doesn't give the Pashup shot in our Gemara. Okay, we'll pick up with the next one here in Hashem on, what's today? Thursday on Monday.